Jesus, we just praise you for rising from the dead. We thank you, Lord, for your resurrection power. And we thank you, Lord, that as we watch things that touch our hearts to the deepest places and the deepest areas, God, that we realize that this is serious business. And for the joy set before you, you endured that. But the good news is that you're not on the cross any longer. Amen. So we thank you, Lord, that you've risen and we can be free. We are free in you. And we thank you, Lord, that this is a day of celebration. And we thank you, Lord, that you're not in the tomb, you're not in the grave. And we celebrate you. We celebrate you. Let this be a day that changes our lives forever. That we just go deeper and deeper in the powerful revelation of your love. We just thank you, Lord. We're going to celebrate communion together right now. And we know that the Lord has called us to be able to remember him, remember his body, remember his blood. He said, do this in remembrance of me, not just as a mental remembrance, not as a mental remembrance at all, other than our minds are used, but that our hearts would duly engage what the Lord is saying, that he is, what he has done, and what is going to happen in the future. And that's where we are. We're at a place where we want the Lord's love to just completely saturate us, even with the reality of what happened 2,000 years ago, not forgetting that and saying, I'll just deal with the tomb where the stone rolled away, but we need to understand why that happened. And so as we celebrate communion today together, as families together, we are inviting people who know Jesus and have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb to partake in this, because this is not just something we do because we do it, that's what Christians do, but this is an opportunity for those who have made a personal faith declaration to Jesus and are stepping into the reality of him and saying, I've given you my life. I want you to rule my life. I want you to reign in my life. This is who I am. So we invite people to step into that as a revelation for them, not just do something because, well, I'm in a family and that's what we do. Please don't do that. There'll be time for that to come when the revelation is there. We are very open for children to come and partake when their hearts have been grabbed by Jesus, when they have an understanding of the covenant, when they have an understanding of why Jesus went to the cross, and there's some depth there, and then it will become more meaningful for them. And to help with that, we're going to show just a two-minute clip here for children and parents, all of us together, to just help us be reminded of what the covenant of Jesus Christ is all about.
Obviously, the Last Supper is a big part of the last week of Jesus' life, Easter week, where he broke bread and he took the wine and said, this wine is the blood, it's my blood, the blood of the new covenant. This bread is my body, you know, take it and eat it, and it represents this new covenant that I'm giving to you. That's pretty confusing for kids. And in What's in the Bible, what we do, and we really, this is what we need to do for our kids, is unpack the whole concept of Passover, linking it back to the Passover lamb and the fact that Jesus said that this lamb gave its life so that the Israelite families could live, so that they would not face death that night of Passover, so that God could rescue them through the blood of this lamb. And that's what Jesus is saying during the Last Supper. He's basically saying, I'm that lamb, you know, but for good, forever, not you know, every year, for eternity. I am the lamb that rescues you from death. Do this to remember me. So when we have communion at church, when we take the juice and the bread, what we're doing is remembering that Jesus became the Passover lamb, just like in the Old Testament, just like in the time of Moses, to take the punishment so that we could live. And that makes that event, that communion service and thinking about the Last Supper, gives it the historical context that all the disciples had at the time. If you were raised Jewish, you knew exactly what Jesus was saying. We don't get that always. You have to link it back to Passover and see that Jesus was stepping into the role of the Passover lamb and saying, it's me, I'm that lamb. And I, through my death, through my body and my blood, am going to save all of you. That makes it really powerful.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, as we celebrate we can't celebrate unless we remember. You know, when we think about our birthdays, why do we celebrate birthdays? Because we remember the birth, your own birth, the birth of a loved one. You know, when we, an anniversary, we remember that specific moment, and so we celebrate. And as Pastor Mary Pat said this morning, we're here to celebrate together as a family. We're here to recognize love. We're here to recognize it feels, I don't know what the right word is, it feels very surfacey to me to even call it a moment in history, or even though that's the best way I can articulate it with my words, because it was the greatest moment in history, but that it goes so beyond that because it's so much bigger than us. It's so much bigger than my Easter Sunday Jesus. It's so much bigger than my Christmas Jesus. It's so much bigger than the Jesus that I tap into when I feel the need to. That he is Jesus every day, every moment, every breath, every instant, every second. It's Jesus. It's Jesus. It's Jesus. It's Jesus. It's Jesus every moment. It's Jesus, and we want that to transfer from us to our generations that come after us, to our own children, to the children that we deal with on a daily basis, our nieces, our nephews, our grandkids, the students we teach, however you interact with the next generation. That is what we want to communicate, that it's Jesus, that it's Jesus, that the foundation of who we are and what we recognize today or are reminded of, it's Jesus. And I had it on my heart to want to do something up front as far as decorate or prepare. And it had been on my heart, and honestly, I hadn't had too much time to really think about it, but it was 24/7 prayer week that we had here this past week. And it was during one of the days of worship, I guess it was Tuesday, that's when we were here midweek. While I was worshiping, I was just stirred up again that, Lord, I'd like to do something to prepare this house, to help us remember, to help us to celebrate. And I just started, a picture started to unfold in my mind's eye, in my heart, in my spirit, however you want to call it. But I just started seeing, at the top, just starting to remember what happened at the cross with the thorns and the whipping and the coat. And then that there was blood and water that poured out. And then it flows down to he is the risen king, to the empty tomb that we are celebrating today as resurrection. So it's simple, but it was something that I wanted to take from here and put on there. And just as a visual of what the Lord, of who he is, of who he is, mighty and powerful. And I know the video can be intense, and some of us might have been offended because it's so graphic, but that doesn't even do justice to what really happened. And if my children can be exposed to half of the intense and offensive things in this world, they can be exposed to that, because that is what's going to change them. That is what's going to set them free. That's what's going to deliver them. So the raw truth of what Jesus went through for me to be here, I'm okay with that. And I say, yes, Jesus, and I say, yes, Lord. And I know that's your heart because you're here in this house this morning where we love Jesus intentionally, passionately, with all everything that we are. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord.
We just bless these elements, Lord, because they represent who you are. They represent who you are to us, Lord. And we invite you to wreck us more deeply in our hearts today, Lord, that this isn't just an emotional or a mental or a religious exercise, but this is a time where we engage you, Lord. And we know that your miracle-working power is amongst us. Whenever we connect with you, heaven invades. So we thank you, Lord, that you're bringing healing to the sick. You're bringing restoration to the soul. You're bringing deliverance to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind. We thank you, Lord, that in this moment, that when we come together and we reflect on you and we celebrate the goodness of your Passion Week, your victory on the cross, your victory also from the tomb, we say thank you, Lord, change me, that we would remember who you are all the days of our life, 24/7, 24/7, So we thank you, Lord, whether we're a little baby and you're receiving this impartation because you're in this house or you're one of the older ones, it doesn't matter. The Lord says, I am here, my presence is here. When my presence is amongst you, then great things and mighty things happen. So today is a day of greatness because he is here. We celebrate you, King Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, that as we take communion together today, that we are sensitive, we are mindful, and if we need to back up because we have been more callous about communion, we have awed in our hearts, or we even have brought children in that aren't ready for that yet, God, help us to be mature enough and humble enough to just back off until the revelation time is right for this. We just thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We just invite you now into this time of fellowship. You can come up if you'd like.
We'll be right back. So we have one more special thing, well, probably lots more special things for you today, but we have a Kingdom Kids program. So if you're part of Kingdom Kids, you can head on back to the classroom. We made a video for this. It was a very fun experience. It's our first ever Kingdom Kids video production. I love it because I was watching it, and it's just obviously the story of Jesus and what he did for us. But watching it, I was almost moved to tears just thinking about these are our kids, and this is the inheritance that they have to show us the gospel, to show us what Jesus did. And so I hope you all are blessed today by the video, by the songs that they do. When we do sing, feel free to join in worship, because these kids are worship leaders and they carry the kingdom of God. They carry what Jesus did for us. And like I said, the video literally almost moved me to tears just thinking about this is the inheritance that they have to carry the gospel of Jesus to the nations. So I just encourage you to be blessed and enjoy.
Was finished on that day. Death was beaten, all darkness was slain. All his passion poured out like the rain upon the earth.
The steps were healed by his stripes for your healed.
Well, we are at sinners, Christ died for us.
For he had risen.
He crucify him! He said he's the Son of God, but he's not!
He's been lying to all of us.
Don't hurt him, he really is the Son of God.
No, he's not. If he's the Son of God, then he can save himself.
Come on, whip him!
We call holy, he reigns in all.
He deserves to die.
Crucify him, crucify him.
Crucify him, crucify him.
Holy Spirit, the power of God for all the earth. Hallelujah, he is called.
Life for his friends.
Do we have everything?
Yes, we do have everything to anoint him just for the spices.
I can't believe he's gone. He loved us so much. I've never met somebody like him.
Who rolled us? Don't wait until we get to the tomb.
Don't be afraid. I know you're looking for Jesus.
Where is he?
He's not here. He is risen.
He's alive? He's alive?
He's alive.
All praise to God, our Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is by his great mercy we have been born again. Because God raised Jesus Christ from the dead.
God for us. God for us. I'm going to kiss us. Kiss us.
Romans 8:41. I lose my life and my salvation. Who shall I fear?
Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
He risen. He risen. And George and a
He rose from the dead.
It's me, see Thomas? Feel my hands and look at my scars.
It is you. You're my Lord and my God.
Jesus, you're alive.
He's alive, he's alive. Jesus is alive. Come on, everyone. Let's celebrate. Jesus is alive.
Jesus, you're alive.
This is the greatest thing that has ever happened in history.
Jesus, you're alive.
Go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. You will receive power from the Holy Spirit.
Jesus is alive.
Everybody dance, dance, dance. Now everybody sing, sing, sing. 'Cause Jesus, my Lord, is the risen King. Now everybody dance, dance, dance. Now everybody sing, sing, sing. 'Cause Jesus, my Lord, is the risen King. Crowned with mercy and grace. That's why I seek his face. Now everybody dance, dance, dance. Now everybody sing, sing, sing. 'Cause Jesus, my Lord, is the risen King. He guides me through the darkness. He brings me into light. Whenever I am frightened, he stays with me. Jesus, my Lord, is the risen King. Now everybody dance, dance, dance. Now everybody sing, sing, sing. 'Cause Jesus, my Lord, is the risen King.
As we transition to one more worship song.
Thank you.
I've been living for the first time. Finally living for the first time. It's like I'm living for the first time. Finally living for the first time. It's like I'm living for the first time.
Isaac, do you remember the last words that you said on the video? Do you remember what that was? When Jesus tells his disciples, do you remember what he said? Do you forget what he told them to go into all the world and what?
Tell people about him.
Under the power of who?
God.
And the Holy
Spirit.
That's right. Well, this is our Kingdom Kids offering to everyone to remember today that he is alive and he makes us alive. All right, guys, let's go to class. Go back to class.
Very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. Suddenly, two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them and said, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen." Why do you seek the living among the dead? A question that cuts right to the heart. That day, the women found an empty tomb that once held a crucified Christ. So the angels asked them this very profound question. Why do you seek the living among the dead? That same question echoes in our hearts today. Why do we seek life in things that lead to death? Why do we look for a savior in all the wrong places? We want to live life to the fullest, but we chase the things that ultimately kill us. Why do we search for fulfillment in emptiness? Why do we seek the living among the dead? But that same question contains a sense of celebration. The ultimate sacrifice of Jesus was successful. Death couldn't stop him, hell couldn't hold him, and sin couldn't beat him. Jesus died so that we could live. He took our place, accepting the death that we deserve so that we could live with him forever. Because of his sacrifice, our lives don't end with death. And now we can celebrate, not because he was crucified, but because he rose. Not because he died, but because he lives. And when we gather together in his name, he is with us. Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not there. He is here.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You're here. Thank you, Lord. Can we just shout out a big thank you, Jesus? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Get my Bible over there, please. Praise God. We're so blessed today, thank you, to have the little children do what they did as they were taught. They've been modeled to. They have been watching. They've been listening. But I really believe that what we saw on the camera and even up here, that's in their hearts. And they're coming into that next place. I was a wreck up here. I was crying the entire time through. I've been crying this morning because I'm just so taken with the greatness of God's love. when I saw Mary Teresa come up and get communion, I just started to weep. When I saw Joe here walking in, it's like, Jesus, you are a miracle-working God. Come on. Jesus is alive. We have people who are alive because of Jesus. Do we believe that today? So amazing. So amazing. I believe the Lord says, look around you and see me in all things. And very soon, I'm sure some of these little people will be up here preaching. I hope so. I'm looking forward to that because it's coming sooner than we think because we're open to what Jesus has done. Very excited. The passage today as we bring the word to light, it's been done so beautifully this morning, is in Luke chapter 24. So if you can open your Bibles, verses 1 through 12. Very familiar passage, resurrection passage. And we're going to put that up on the screen. But I'm going to read it, so as you're getting your Bibles, if you have your Bible with you, oh, we can all enjoy this together. But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they came to the tomb bringing the spices which they had prepared, and they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. And when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. When they were perplexed about this, behold, two men suddenly stood near them in dazzling clothing. And as the women were terrified and they bowed their faces to the ground, the men said to them, why do you seek the living one among the dead? He's not here, but he's risen. Remember how he spoke to you while he was still in Galilee, saying that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, and he was crucified and the third day rise again. Verse 8, and they remembered his words. Verse 8 again, and they remembered his words and returned from the tomb and reported all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. Now they were Mary Magdalene and Johanna and Mary the mother of James. Also the other women with them were telling these things to the apostles. Verse 11, but these words appeared to them as nonsense, and they would not believe them. But Peter got up, and he ran to the tomb, stooping and looking in. He saw the linen wrappings only, and he went to his home, marveling at what had happened. Thank you, Lord, for your holy word. And I believe with the Lord being with us today, with his presence here. He is his presence. He's here amongst us today. That as we're taking in everything from our little meager expressions of hope and love and gratitude to our Jesus, that we will gain a greater understanding, a spiritual understanding and knowing in the depths of our heart of what Jesus has done for us. And when we say, Jesus, it's really all about you, that means something different today than it did even this morning, different today than it did 10 minutes ago, that this will grow exponentially and we'll leave here today very changed, very stirred, very much empowered, very much ready to say, Jesus, because of you, not me, just because of you, not my situation, not my problems. The only way the enemy wins in our life is when we allow hope to be deferred. And our hurt becomes sick. And that's the enemy's plan. He came to set us free, to fill us with hope. And the hope is that he is alive. That means he's real. That means that he's ever present. That means that there is a solution every single time. There is nothing that escapes him. Nothing. And that means that death could not hold him. That means our problems could not hold him, but he took everything upon himself, became sin. I still can't fathom that, can you? He became evil. He became evil. And then went to preach to the captives and rose from the dead after that. This is stunning. Stunning. I don't know about you, but I want to grow every second closer to him and not apart from him. I'm not okay with just saying, Lord, I'm in a process, I know. I want to take my process and I want to put it down and say, Lord, I'm in your process, not my process. I want to be so tethered to you
that when I walk into work on Monday morning, I have new eyes to see everybody there. I have a new heart to recognize and realize what's really going on. What's going on? We see with the natural eyes. But he's saying your spiritual eyes are being awakened to a new place this morning. Whether we know Jesus, we've stepped back, wherever we are with that, the Lord says today is a new day. On Friday night, we have many teams here, and we had a time of prayer and worship, and it was honestly the most wrecking night of my life at Frontline ever in 21 years. I will tell you that fear of God came on me towards the end of the night as I was on my face. And he said to me, nobody knew, but he said, stand up, my darling. And you, stand up in my power and stand up and decree and declare who I am. To the north, to the south, to the east, to the west. And shoot those arrows because I've died and risen for you to do it. He spoke to me. We're all worshiping here. He was speaking to me. Because he said, freely you receive. Now freely give. He doesn't just say, come and soak and take. He says, come and receive and release. The tomb is a release, guys. The resurrection is a release of what he did on the cross. It's a release. He said, look what I've done so that you can go and do and be who you were created to be and do what you're created to do. The fear of God was so strong. And I was by myself with him. It makes me cry, I guess you can see. Because that's the encounter of heaven that has changed me again. I've had many, but it's changed me again. At the end of the night, when our last team was finished, I had whispered to Jamie, and I said, our frontline team had gone first in like 7 o'clock. But I whispered, I said, hey, if it's in your heart, if you want to go up on the keys and go for it, whatever that means, go for it. That's all I said. I said, but you don't have to. And she knows me well enough. She's not in command mode. Wow, PMP said it, I better do it. That's not who she is. So I was on my face on the floor with this encounter, and I hear her up there. She went up there. Some people miss that. And when she had her eyes closed, she didn't see me doing what I was doing prophetically. But she said in a strong, authoritative, loving voice, stand up, please. And everybody stood up. And she said, we are going to decree and declare to the north, to the south, to the east, to the west. In the way that it was done, I was weeping because I knew the significance. I'm not so sure she did at that time, but I knew that Jesus was saying, this is the time as the enforcers of my resurrection with what I have done in you, for you, through you, stand up, stand up, stand up. And as we did, we didn't have a big crowd here. We didn't have a big crowd at the end. It doesn't matter. I don't care. But Jesus was here, and he was looking for those that he could increase. He wanted to increase. This is great joy. I want to increase you. I want to stir you. I want to fill you with so much more. Mary Teresa, you are made for greatness. You are made to declare what Jesus is doing and done, and he's seeing you through. To have you in here that I could say that is such a personal joy. And to see Joe back here, what a personal joy for me. We love you, Joe. You are signs and wonders of our great Jesus. Really. I speak that over you. When we were declaring and decreeing who Jesus is and what he wanted to lead us to do, I saw fire. I saw it in the spirit. I saw fire coming out of the mouths of everyone. It was roaring, and we were making a sound that was so strong. I'd never heard it before. Never. And we've had many great times in the spirit, and we'll have many more. But this is one where I knew Jesus said, I'm taking you deeper and deeper and deeper. So it's with great fear of God in my heart, which fills me with such joy to read these 12 scripture verses. Because I don't want to be someone who forgets. Do you? Look at verse 8 again, guys. Excuse me. And they remembered his words. And they remembered his words. And they remembered his words. So strong. Verse 11 says, but these words appeared to them as nonsense, and they would not believe them. When does that happen to us in our life? If that has, we give it to Jesus and say, here I am. Wash me again. Wash it away, Jesus. It does matter. It matters. It totally matters. So if our eyes are seeing, our ears are hearing today, just come into agreement with the word, and deliverance, release, healing belongs to us. Just like that. Because he works with us. He said, you come to me. Freely you've received. You'll be able to freely give. So amazing. But these words, when they appeared to them as nonsense and would not believe them, it doesn't end there. Jesus never leaves us hanging. He might invite us to continue to discover treasure, but he never leaves us hanging, never. There's always a nevertheless. There's always but. There's always and. And watch this. He never gives up. He never quits. He never stops. He never says you're not good enough. He never says you fell far too far. He says, I am here, and I'm the one that makes all things new. Shout it out. Shout it out today. A new song. Verse 12, but Peter got up and ran to the tomb, stooping and looking in. He saw the linen wrappings only, and he went away to his home, marveling at what had happened. Don't you wish you could have been there? Wouldn't that have been so privileged? Can you see why Peter was crucified upside down? Can you see? I thought about that a lot this week. Peter didn't find himself worthy to even be crucified like his Lord and was crucified upside down. That's passion. That's fire. That's humility. That's burning. That's resurrection power. How did he endure? Jesus, help. Because of the grandiose excellence of Jesus Christ. Wow. Jesus. Verse 5, let me back it up, says, as the women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground, the men said to them, why do you seek the living one among the dead? Why do you seek the living one among the dead? Why do you seek? When I was reading this passage, and there's a video clip with the same words, I was laughing, going, Jesus, you're so funny. Why do we seek the living among the dead? Why? Why are we looking for life in the wrong places? We call it love. We're looking for love. We're looking for affection. We're looking for appreciation. We're looking for kudos. We're looking for people to say, yeah, stroke me, stroke me, stroke me. But it's dead. These are dead things. It's not bad to have someone say, good job, way to go. That's great. But when the glory or the credit does not go to the Lord, is it worth it? If we're living in light of eternity, if we're living our lives, if our marriages are designed to function in light of eternity, this is a short walk in the park. Not an easy walk in the park, but it's a short walk in the park. And the Lord is saying now that this is the time that we can choose, honestly, to say to the Lord, I will not look for the living among the dead things. I will not. I will be one who will say, I will not anymore. I will not if I have. And in the future, I will not look for the living among the dead. I will not settle for just as okay, what is traditional and nice and fun. And there's nothing wrong with it. And all the justifications are not even going there. It's not about that. It's really about the condition of the heart and the fire in the heart of what the Lord's saying to us right now. Will you stop looking for the living among the dead? The dead things, the dead things, the dead things, the dead places. He says, I am the resurrection and the life, so I have raised up to enable you to see where life is, to apprehend that life, to take it for your own, and then release it to others here and around the world. That's the heart of Jesus. That's the burning one's heart. That's what we want, really, when we say, I feel dull. I don't feel like I'm burning. You know, sometimes we feel like that. And the Lord says, why do you look for the living among the dead? That's what I'm saying. Oh, Jesus, what a powerful word. Powerful word. It's time. It's time for us to see our inheritance, to see the children. Yes, and grab it. But let them see that you, as friends, parents, grandparents, that you are not one who will be content to look for the living among the dead. Dead works, dead acts, anything. It's time to see others by the Spirit, to see what their needs are, to see with kingdom eyes, to see the bigger picture, to see what God is doing, and be willing to say, Lord, I didn't see before. I didn't see. I want to be like the woman, the women who bowed down. I want to be like the women who came humbly, were completely terrified. I want to be terrified in your presence. A holy fear, holy terror of God. Holy. This is a holy ground. This place is holy ground today. And always is, as we will see it. May this be so stirring inside of our hearts that something new will have changed today. It will not just be a mental ascent. It will be a spiritual grabbing. Because when we connect with the one we're talking about that way, nothing can stop us. We will see. This one needs to know love of Jesus through my heart, through my life, through my words. This one needs to have my involvement or whatever it would be. But Lord, nevertheless, your will be done even above anything. We don't apologize. Okay? Well, let me say it fully. We don't apologize for the strength of a message that challenges. We don't apologize for that when we see Jesus like this. Can I be really honest with you? Gosh, I had picked these videos for today, and the one with Jesus being mutilated like that, I saw that last night. I can take it. And I cried and cried. I've seen it before. But initially, I chose one that wasn't quite as gruesome, but it was still vivid. And I had a whole bunch. And in the, maybe the confusion of the morning, I'm not going to use that word, I'm going to say it lightly, I went back to Andy and I said, there was a different one that I chose. He goes, really? I didn't see that. And I thought, well, here we are. Well, all the kids, they're going to see the spear in the side and the whole bit. That was not intended at that moment. I said, Jesus, you are bigger than any of us. And what we'll have to do if anybody was offended by that, as Cynthia said, who doesn't know this, she's in the back, I think, is just tell our kids, yeah, that happened. And it was worse than that, just like she said. Because we can't hide. But we can help children step in. My mind, when I saw the children up here, I was remembering so many times in villages in Africa, places in India and Indonesia, Singapore, so many nations, just going and seeing Jesus come in like a wrecking ball of love and see people who who would sacrifice great things to hear the gospel. Not eating, walking for longer than any of us probably ever would to come and hear a message. Honestly. And stand there in the hot sun or whatever it would be, or the rain, and listen to the hope of Jesus. And I was crying because I saw these little children. They haven't been there yet. But we have. And we're trailblazers. It's time. It's time to step out even more because of him, because of that resurrected one we love so much. Jesus, you're so good. Let this be so stirring today that when we are with our families and friends, that we're just so consumed and changed today that it will be new and we will back up or propel forward because of the Spirit of God having so grabbed us with his fiery love today. This is an amazing day, and we have one who is our amazing lover. Most everyone in here, I know, there might be a few that are, I don't, and I invite you to say yes to this and say, I want you, Jesus, and I want you capturing my heart in the depth of that place. The gospel was explained to me, the good news, so simply, but I was so ripe, I was so ready, I was so hungry. God had been preparing my heart. And right before that, I didn't even know what I was doing, but I had my hand like this in my kitchen, and I said, if you're really real, then you've got me, and I will give my whole life to you, and I will serve you all the days of my life. I said that. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know what that meant. I didn't even know why. It was very intense, very personal with God and myself. And I said, and if you're not, I am done. I mean, that's pretty extreme. And I always believed in God and went to 12 years of religious school. So it wasn't as though I hadn't heard things. But the Lord was saying, you were designed and you were created to know me. You were designed and you were created to carry my fire. You were designed and you were created to be turned upside down. You were designed and created to turn the world upside down with the fire of my love on the inside, with the anointing that I have. And you will be one that I will recognize in heaven, whether man sees you on earth or not. Wow. And I've only just begun. Let that be our inheritance today for each one of us. Andy's going to put the final video on. And may I invite you, and if you need prayer, you can come up. If Jesus has not been your Lord, your Savior, your risen King, ask him to forgive you, invite his forgiveness, and let him sweep you clean. If you've taken that step before, let that be renewed today. Do not leave here without engaging our personal, powerful God. We can't just talk about the presence and go do anything else. It doesn't work. We will spin our wheels. We will remain babies. And the Lord said, I'm looking for the one for real children who know who I am, and they will hear my voice, and they will not call something that they want to do my voice. They will not. They will fear me enough to bow down and say, Jesus, I got it wrong. Help me, change me. This is the resurrection. I am the resurrection and the life. When I saw a baby come back to life through this hand, a mere human hand touching a womb of a dead baby, because the Lord spoke it into existence, and he told me what to do, and he said, I am the resurrection and the life. My world was forever changed again, and revival that day, the next day, broke out amongst pastors and leaders. It's not just for the baby to come back and be a world changer and to go all through Africa and beyond. It wasn't just for that. It was also for those who were watching. And he said, wow, hey, I want that kind of fire. I'm taking my people to the streets. Revival broke out. That's what God has today. Let that revival fire grab our hearts today. Be willing to be corrected. Be willing to be wrong. Be willing to change. And watch God. He will take us out of the ashes, and we will actually know that freedom. I invite, if you're struggling at all, I invite as we watch this, and you can put it on, come for prayer. Come for prayer. Solidify your relationship with the Lord. It's not about you or me. It's about Him. God bless you on this Easter. I love you all with the forever love of Jesus. Let His fire flow today.
No. out. That's right. Just sing out your own words. Just sing out your own words.
Lord, we're receiving from you. Andy, play it again, please. You are free to go anytime you want. The holiness of the Lord is to overtake us in every area. Give him everything. Surrender fresh and new. Mommies, surrender mommyhood. Daddies, surrender daddyhood. Grandmas and grandpas, do the same. Singles, surrender yourself. Trust God. Couples without children, trust God. For Jesus is more important than even your spouse to you. Because he will always fill you with what you need. Every relationship, let it be the way you intended, Jesus. From your kingdom plan, that everything would flow with the way that you have designed, that we would receive your love and we would obey you. Yes, Jesus.
Just one glance.
God bless you, and feel free to leave whenever you feel led. You're dismissed if you need an official dismissal. God bless you.